What's up? It's Teacher Taylor here with another episode of Walk and Talk Essentials English. For today, let's talk about dogs. Do you like dogs? I sure do. In fact, I have a French bulldog named Tekka. He's the cutest. As we talk about dogs, we're also going to practice using WH words. Have you heard of those? They are words we use to ask questions to get specific information. We will also be reviewing do and does because we've learned about asking questions with those words before, right? You know the drill. First, we'll listen to two native speakers, Derek and Justin. Then we'll talk about their conversation. Make sure to participate when you hear this sound. And if you want, you can read along on the Fluency TV English portal, okay? Let's go.
What a beautiful dog. What's the breed?
Oh, thank you. It's a pit bull.
He looks adorable. What's his name?
Actually, it's a girl. Her name is Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. How old is she?
She's basically a puppy. She's only 8 months old.
Do you guys come here often?
Yeah, I take Sasha for a walk here every day. Do you have any pets?
No, but I would love to have a dog.
Yeah, they are the best companions.
Did you understand the breed of the dog? Let's listen again.
What a beautiful dog. What's the breed?
Oh, thank you. It's a pit bull.
He looks adorable. What's his name?
Actually, it's a girl. Her name is Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. How old is she?
She's basically a puppy. She's only 8 months old.
Do you guys come here often?
Yeah, I take Sasha for a walk here every day. Do you have any pets?
No, but I would love to have a dog.
Yeah, they are the best companions.
Derek is in the park with his dog. What's the dog's breed? A pit bull. Justin sees the pit bull and stops to talk to her and Derek. So let's look at the first thing Justin says. What a beautiful dog. Tell me, what does he think of the dog? It's beautiful, exactly. Let's repeat what he says. What a beautiful dog. One more time. What a beautiful dog. Many times in English, when we want to say our opinion, we say, what a. Repeat, what a. What a beautiful day. What a cute baby. What a boring movie. What a beautiful dog. Good job. Then Justin asks a question. What's the breed? When you want information, you can start your questions with a WH word, like who, what, how old, or even when and where. When we ask who, what information are we asking for? Yes, a person. We want to know a person. We learned that one before in a previous episode, right? When we ask what, the information we want is a thing, like someone's name. When we ask how old, we want to know the age. When we ask where, we want information about location. And when we ask when, we want to know about time. In Justin's question, he asks, what is the breed? Repeat, what is the breed? What is the breed? What information is he asking for? A thing, specifically the breed of the dog, right? The breed is the type of dog, Rottweiler, Labrador, Terrier. Let's repeat everything again. What a beautiful dog. What's the breed? Nice. Now, what does Derek say? First, he shows appreciation for the compliment by saying, "Oh, thank you." Repeat. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Then he says, "It's a pit bull." That's the answer to Justin's question about the breed. To start his answer, he says, "It's." Repeat. It's. What two words make it's? Exactly, it and is. When he says it, who is he referring to? Yes, the dog. The dog is it. When he says it's a pit bull, he means the dog is a pit bull. Repeat, the dog is a pit bull. Now say, it is a pit bull. Now say, it's a pit bull. It's a pit bull. It's a pit bull. Make sure your tongue is at the top of your mouth behind your teeth, like a snake. Say, "S." It's. Good job. Have you ever seen a pit bull before? They're super big and muscular dogs, but they're super cute. Justin responds saying, "He looks adorable." First, he says the dog is beautiful. Now, he thinks it's adorable, like cute. Repeat, he looks adorable. He looks adorable. Justin then asks for more information, so he uses the word what again. He asks, what's his name? What information does he want? Yes, he wants the dog's name. He starts his question by saying, what's? Do you know what two words come together to form what's? Yes, what and is. You can say, what is his name? Repeat, what is his name? What is his name? Or you can say, what's his name? What's his name? Repeat, what's? Again, make sure your tongue is at the top of your mouth behind your teeth, like a snake. Say, s. What's? Awesome job. Something else to notice is that Justin says his. What sex does he think the dog is? Yes, he thinks it's a male dog. So he says, what's his name? If the dog were a female, what word should he have used? Yes, he should have used her. What's her name? Repeat. What's her name? What's her name? Okay, now let's look at what Derek says. Actually, it's a girl. Her name is Sasha. So Derek corrects Justin's assumption by using the word actually. Repeat, actually. And make sure that when you say actually, you say shh, shh, actually. So for example, if I say the earth is a star, you can correct me by saying actually, it's a planet. Or if I say the sky is green, you can say what? Use the word actually. Right. Actually, it's blue. Good. So repeat what Derek says. Actually, it's a girl. Good job. Also notice that Derek uses it's in his answer again. Who is it referring to? Right, the dog. Good. Now say the dog is a girl. Now say it is a girl. Now say it's a girl. Nice! Now Derek answers Justin's question about the dog's name. Her name is Sasha. What word does he say for the female dog, his or her? Her, very good. Repeat, her name. Her name is Sasha. Sasha, what a pretty name, right? I love that name. In his answer, he does not use it because his answer is about the name. Repeat. Her name is Her name is Sasha. Okay, let's keep going. Justin greets Sasha and says, "Hi, Sasha." Repeat. Hi, Sasha. Then he asks another question. How old is she? Do you remember what information you are asking when you say how old? Yes, age. He wants to know Sasha's age. Repeat. How old is she? How old is she? Good. Derek then says, she's basically a puppy. She's only 8 months old. Is Sasha an adult or a baby? Yes, she's just a baby. A puppy is a baby dog. Aww. Derek says she is basically a puppy. Notice how he says she is. Who is she referring to? Yes, Sasha. And when someone asks you a question with what is or how is, make sure that your answer has is after the person or thing, okay? Repeat. It is. She is. Good. Then Derek says, she's only 8 months old. Let's say she and is together. Repeat. She's. This time, make a Z sound. She's. She's. Nice Z sound. And how old is Sasha? That's right, 8 months. Super young, right? Repeat. She's only 8 months old. She's only 8 months old. Good. Now Justin asks another question. Do you guys come here often? He wants to know if Derek and Sasha come to the park often or not. This time, he wants a different answer. He wants Derek to say yes or no. When you want someone to answer yes or no, start your question with do, okay? For example, answer my question saying yes or no. Do you have a dog? Good. If you have a dog, you say yes. If you do not have a dog, you say no. Let's repeat Justin's question. Do you guys come here often? Who is you guys? Yes, it's Derek and Sasha. So when you ask a yes-no question, start with do. Then you say the person or the thing after. Repeat. Do you guys? Do you? Do they? Do we? Good. Let's repeat his question again. Do you guys come here often? Okay, nice. And what does Derek say? Yeah, I take Sasha for a walk here every day. Do you have any pets? How often do he and Sasha walk in the park? Yes, every day. They get lots of exercise. Let's repeat his answer. Yeah. Yeah is an informal way to say yes. Repeat. Yeah. I take Sasha for a walk here every day. One more time. Yeah. I take Sasha for a walk here every day. Good. Now Derek finally has a question for Justin. He wants to ask a yes-no question. What word should he use? Yes, he should use do. He says, do you have any pets? He wants to know if Justin has any animals at home, too. Repeat. Do you have any pets? Again, all together. Do you have any pets? Good. Now, Justin unfortunately says no, but then he adds more details. He says, no, but I would love to have a dog. What kind of pet would Justin love to have? Yes, a dog. Let's repeat. No, but I would love
to have a dog. Again, no, but I would love to have a dog. You're doing great. We're almost finished. Derek agrees with Justin's answer and says, yeah, they are the best companions. What is a companion? It's like a friend. They do call dogs man's best friend. Have you ever heard that expression? It means that dogs are typically good friends for humans. So let's repeat Derek's response. Yeah. They are the best companions. Altogether, yeah, they are the best companions. Good job! Woohoo! We're done! Okay, let's listen to the conversation two more times. I'll read it first, then you'll hear Derek and Justin speaking. What a beautiful dog! What's the breed? Oh, thank you. It's a pit bull. He looks adorable. What's his name? Actually, it's a girl. Her name is Sasha. Hi, Sasha. How old is she? She is basically a puppy. She's only 8 months old. Do you guys come here often? Yeah, I take Sasha for a walk here every day. Do you have any pets? No, but I would love to have a dog. Yeah, they are the best companions.
What a beautiful dog. What's the breed?
Oh, thank you. It's a pit bull.
He looks adorable. What's his name?
Actually, it's a girl. Her name is Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. How old is she?
She's basically a puppy. She's only 8 months old.
Do you guys come here often?
Yeah, I take Sasha for a walk here every day. Do you have any pets?
No, but I would love to have a dog.
Yeah, they are the best companions.
Was it easier to understand now? Okay, that's great. Honestly, the more you listen, the better you'll feel. The more you'll understand. Listen to the material as much as you want. Also, remember to practice using WH words like what, how old, when, and where to ask for information about names, ages, or anything else you would like to know when you meet someone. Remember, you can read the dialogue with me on our Fluency TV portal. The Fluency TV portal is also great for finding other contents, videos, and many more things to enhance your learning. The link is in the description of this episode. And that's all, guys. Stay tuned for our next episode of Walk and Talk Essentials. Thank you.